North Korea promotes over 100 military scientists for bolstering national defense. By BenQ on August 14, 2019. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un promoted over 100 military scientists for their contribution to the country's nuclear weapons program, the official Korean Central News Agency reported on Tuesday. In a press release, the state propaganda outlet announced that Kim had decided to promote the military ranks of scientists in the field of national defense science research who have made great contributions to bolstering up the military capabilities for self-defense. The statement went on to explain how the scientists had performed feats to be specially recorded by developing and completing new powerful weapon systems one after another, which are of key importance in defending the party, the revolution, the country and the people, and guaranteeing the victorious advance of the revolutionary cause of Juche with matchless military strength. The promotion of so many people within one field at the same time is unusual for the North Korean regime, suggesting they intend to show off their defense capabilities and aggressive pursuit of nuclear weapons. According to the KCNA, Kim highly praised the scientists in the field of national defense science research for providing an epoch-making turning point in bolstering up the country's military capabilities for self-defense and successfully implementing the strategic plan and intention of the party by settling highly difficult technological problems of the ultra-modern national defense science with indomitable spiritual strength and remarkable creative power, and by researching and developing new weapon systems with our own efforts, wisdom and technology. One of those promoted was John Il-ho, one of the regime's four missile men, to the position of lieutenant general. As noted by Chosen Ilbo, John is a member of the Academy of National Defense Science and is often seen with Kim during missile tests. Some of the other leading missile scientists include Ri Pyeong-chol, the first deputy director of the Munitions Industry Department, Kim Jong-sik, Ri's deputy, and Jang Cheng-ha, the director of the Academy. Despite ongoing peace negotiations with the United States and South Korea, the plethora of promotions indicates the regime is committed to pursuing weapons technology until a comprehensive agreement is reached. In recent months, Kim has conducted multiple missile launches in violation of UN sanctions. President Donald Trump argued in May that the missile tests did not represent a breach of trust despite the ongoing peace talks. Following their meeting at the Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, bordering North and South Korea, Trump appears to have taken a sympathetic tone to the communist despot, revealing that Kim had sent him a small apology for the recent tests in a letter to complain about joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. In a letter to me sent by Kim Jong-un, he stated, very nicely, that he would like to meet and start negotiations as soon as the joint U.S.-South Korea joint exercise are over, he wrote on Twitter. It was a long letter, much of it complaining about the ridiculous and expensive exercises. It was also a small apology for testing the short-range missiles, and that this testing would stop when the exercises end, he continued. I look forward to seeing Kim Jong-un in the not-too-distant future. A nuclear-free North Korea will lead to one of the most successful countries in the world. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.